Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, September 27th. A fatal collision has closed a portion of Highway 26 west of Meaford from Grey Road 112, the Tank Range Road, and the 7th Line. OPP are asking drivers to avoid the area. Highway 21 is reported closed in both directions at County Road 14 due to a collision. That's on the west side of Allenford. The province's Special Investigations Unit is investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of a 56-year-old man yesterday in Owen Sound. The SIU says the man was arrested by Owen Sound police on warrants at about 10 yesterday morning in the area of 4th Avenue East. He was taken to the police station before he was released later in the day. The SIU says at about 4 yesterday afternoon, paramedics were called for the man after he went into medical distress at Tim Hortons on 9th Street East. He was taken to hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Three investigators have been assigned to the case. Huron Shores Hospice has raised over $200,000 from its 6th annual Handbags for Hospice event. Hospice co-chair Cheryl Cottrell says the event, held on September 15th, drew people in for an evening of fundraising at the Kincardine Pavilion. In addition to providing end-of-life care, the hospice also offers free programs for grief recovery, end-of-life doula services, and end-of-life planning workshops. A proposal to construct a multi-building apartment complex in Owen Sound's northeast end has cleared another hurdle in the planning process. City Council approved a staff recommendation to pass a zoning bylaw amendment for the 712-unit development proposed at the former RCA plant. Councillor Carol Merton urged the developer to work with the city and the county to move towards affordability to meet the community's needs.
We understand that the intent of this developer, based on the comments that were in our package from the county, is that the intent is not to have affordable housing.
SkyDev is proposing to construct 8 six-story rental apartments. Nearly 20 tentative conditions are laid out by the city that would likely be applicable to the developer for further approvals. These include different studies for noise, servicing, and other considerations, landscaping plans, and assurances that proposed amenities are included in the approved site plan. Grey County Committee of the Whole is supporting the creation of a $9,500 grant to help bring more electric vehicle chargers to the area. The Regional Electric Vehicle Charging Network strategy was developed in partnership with Huron, Bruce, Dufferin, Perth, and Wellington counties, as well as the City of Guelph. There are currently a number of Level 3 chargers in the area, including in Owen Sound, South Huron, and Goderich. The strategy recommends 17 locations for Level 3 fast charging stations in the region, including 3 in Grey County, which would be in Durham, Flesherton, and Thornbury. A Flesherton man has won $100,000 by matching 5 of 5 cards in Poker Lotto. Regular lottery player 58-year-old James DeHaan says at first he thought he won $100, but when he looked closer, he saw it was $100,000. He says he was so excited he yelled so loud he woke up the entire house. He plans to pay some bills and save the rest of the money. The winning ticket was purchased at Circle K on Toronto Street in Markdale. A Lucknow woman is $75,000 richer after winning the top prize with Instant White Hot Lotto. Catherine Hill says it's her first major win. The retiree and mother of two says she plans to save her win and to donate some money to the Salvation Army. The winning ticket was purchased at Max on Campbell Street in Lucknow. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 19 points to 18,307. The Dow Jones is down 125 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.84 U.S. cents, up 0.03 cents. And the price of oil is $78.32, up $1.61 a barrel. In sports, the Blue Jays and Yankees meet again tonight. Last night, the Jays beat New York 3-2 in 10 innings. Jose Berríos starts for the Jays, who hold the top wild card spot in the American League. In Slovakia, Canada was blanked 2-0 by Uruguay this afternoon in a World Cup soccer tune-up, and there are almost a dozen National Hockey League exhibition games tonight, including Ottawa at Winnipeg to meet the Jets. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs host the Montreal Canadiens. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.